It being a Friday, we're looking for an innovation, we're looking for an invention. What do you have?
Well, if you've got young children who tend to wriggle out of their car seat shoulder straps on a regular basis, then this innovation really is for you. It's a simple harness that fits onto a car seat and stops them from doing it. It's called the 5-Point Plus, and its inventor, Richard Knight, is here. Thanks for coming in, Richard.
Hi, Rebecca.
Tell us, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, my wife and I were driving down the motorway with our son, and we noticed when we were going down that he's actually released himself out of the harness. And I was mortified, and I blamed my wife for not
so
doing...
Just to be clear, the belt was still on, the belt was on his lap, but he'd just taken the shoulder straps, he'd managed to get his arms out, right?
Yes, he'd placed the shoulder straps around his waist, so he could reach around, pick up his toys, and he was playing with the windows. Of course, naturally, I blamed my wife. And we managed to pull over, and I put him back in the seat.
It's very chivalrous of you.
But still married. And next day, I put him in the car seat, tightened it up, and immediately he did the same thing. But I caught what he saw, I actually saw what he was doing. And he slipped his arms underneath the harness and then just pulled the shoulder straps off his shoulders, mm-hmm. which meant he was then only held, which is effectively a lap belt.
What's wrong with the lap belt?
Well, it's basically holding the child in purely by their stomach, and for young children, all of their internal organs, like the liver, the spleen and the kidneys, are all unprotected there. So if you have an accident, if you think of a jet fighter pilot who's used to forces of 5G, if you have an accident at just 30 miles an hour, you're looking at 60 G of forces on that young child. Mm.
So you looked for something to try and keep the shoulder straps together, did you?
Yes. I mean, the first reaction was, well, there must be a solution. James is not unusual. He's not hyperactive. We searched over the internet, couldn't find anything in the UK, and then we found in the States the chest clip. Mm-hmm. But we discovered the reason why it's not available in Europe is it's illegal, because that introduces other risks to children. If you have the chest clip too low, you can end up damaging the internals again, the liver, the spleen, kidneys. But also, on sudden braking, you can actually break a chest rib, which will then puncture a lung.
Don't want to think about that. So you've invented this 5-Point Plus, which is like a sort of waistcoat. Can you just demonstrate it to Simon? Show us how it works.
Yes, very easily. It is literally, it looks like it's a single piece of material which is made in the UK, mm-hmm. and we clip it on at the top of the car seat harness on the shoulder straps, and it wraps around the harness which goes in front of the stomach, and it does create effectively a waistcoat for the child. And the whole objective is to reduce the aperture where the child can push his arms through. So basically, it stops the child from pushing their arm through, which means they can't remove the shoulder straps.
You would have thought that maybe the car seat manufacturers would have thought of that in the first place and maybe sort of include it in their design anyway.
Well, I am actually talking to most of the car seat manufacturers at the moment, and they're looking at it, and one has actually expressed an interest.
I mean, it shouldn't be an optional extra, should it?
You know? No, it should be there. And I'm hoping at one point this will be available, but as we know with other things like rear-facing car seats for young children or the Isofix, it takes many years for new safety innovations to actually come into the market.
And this has actually won a pretty major award recently, hasn't it?
Yes, at Olympia last year it won the Baby Products Innovation Award.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So it's just gone on sale in February. How much is it and how can people get hold of one?
Okay, you can get it from two places at the moment. You can buy it direct from Boots. I think it's mainly in their stores at the moment. They haven't gone online. Or you can go to 5pointplus.com.
That's 5 the numeral.
Yes, 5 numeral. And it's point, POINTPLUS.com. And the retail price is £25.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, Richard Knight. And if you've got an innovation you would like to tell us about, you can get in touch via our webpages, bbc.co.uk/radio2, where you will see the Simon Mayo Show site. Or you can contact me on Twitter. The address is @BBC Rebecca Pike.